Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, off the ground, 85.
I see you down there, looking like you need me over there. Yeah, so stay right there, I'm gonna come around.
Practice by Austin Brown. You're an awesome song. You all have heard But I guess I'll start playing All I Need also. But I really wasn't sure which song was going to play because I also had prepared Mind Freak. I love the theme song to Mind Freak, you know, the Criss Angel show that aired on A&E Network. Criss has been working on other projects, so I'm just wondering if Mind Freak is returning. I mean, the finale was so awesome, and so I know A&E and Criss Angel's not just going to leave us like that. I'm looking forward to seeing how the new season will premiere, you know? So hopefully real soon you all can listen to a little bit of the Mind Freak. I love that song. But again, never get enough of Austin Brown. I hope you all are requesting his music on your on the radio stations in your area, in your cities and towns, and also when the DJs go out and gig, you know, ask them to play Austin Brown's music. And then, you know, contact your favorite networks and ask them to please add his songs and videos to their playlist and for them to start playing his video, his 85 trailer especially, and also interviewing him more. So, you know, we have to do our part in requesting to see our favorite artists. But the 85 trailer is definitely blowing up on YouTube. I think it has surpassed 5 million views already, so that is just awesome. And I have yet read a bad review regarding Austin Brown's previous interviews and his performance on George Lopez's show. Everyone's just looking forward to seeing what more what more is in store, because this is just the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, today's topic is a special topic, a special show, talking about a common female issue, and that's benign uterine fibroids, that is very common. And but you know what? You don't hear many discussions about it, not on talk, on TV shows or talk radio, but it's important for us to talk about this common issue. You know, throughout my life, I've heard directly and indirectly from females in my life who experienced fibroids and have had to have hysterectomies and or just had the, you know, cyst and fibroids removed. I mean, women of all ages, it doesn't just affect a certain woman at a certain age. It affects women of all, most ages, especially from teenagers to menopausal. And really, it's very popular in women of childbearing ages. But, you know, but some women, if they can live with having fibroids within their body, you know, wait till later in life, you know, to have them removed, because in some cases women have hysterectomies. But there are so many options other than hysterectomies. Like when I was diagnosed with uterine fibroids, because what I wanted to talk to my doctor about during my my annual exam late last year, right before my 42nd birthday, I'm 42, now you're ready to turn 43. I was 41 at the time. I wanted to know, hey, since I'm getting up in age, but I seem to be okay. But if I had a good, clean bill of health, if I were capable of having a child and being healthy, I being healthy and the child being healthy, that's something that can't happen in my life or I plan to happen, definitely have to be something planned. But, you know, I mean, when I was young, 19, I experienced, you know, a negative experience dealing with childbirth, where I almost lost my life, and my son Christopher Cortez did pass away a few minutes after. And, you know, I'll talk more about that situation when I do a Getting to Know show or when I have more time. But I was devastated when my doctor told me, oh, well, hey, we're going to run more tests, do another ultrasound on you, that I have benign uterine fibroids, and that I had a cyst on my left ovary. I was devastated, but then at the same time, you know, it was she was like, you have good news and bad news, because my exam was good, other than she located those items. But, you know, that's your female reproductive system. So I'm like, oh, my God. But I know it's common. And I didn't feel like, oh, why me? Because I know it's common. But I was, like, devastated. And I quickly had to, as soon as I made home, I just started researching, finding out as much as I could about benign uterine fibroids, just finding out everything I could know. I mean, that evening alone, I just found out a wealth of information. And every day I found out more and more about it. I mean, this is really important for people to know. Now I understand why throughout my years, you know, being a teenager and becoming a woman also, why I've heard the subject of hysterectomies. I understand, because I've heard on talk shows throughout my life if hysterectomies are unnecessary or not. And when I get a better understanding of why women have hysterectomies, it's because of issues like just abnormal fibroids and cysts and so on, and to rid themselves of the pain and agony that they experience. So I get a better understanding of why that question rises up if some people, it is unnecessary for some people to have hysterectomies. Because really, since those days that I used to wonder about, well, why, you know, people have hysterectomies and trying to understand it, now I understand now, because there are options. Now there are other surgeries that women can take, and there are even prescription medicines that women can take that can help dissolve and cure fibroids and cysts. And then also diet. Females' diets, just like all of our diets, even men and kids, but since we're talking about this female issue, what we eat is very important, and how we eat, and because certain foods can aggravate the growth of fibroids within our bodies. And so it's important for us to know the proper foods that we should eat. We definitely should eat more, you know, grains and bran food, and as least fatty foods as we should. Lean foods and vegetables and a lot of fruits, and drink a lot of water. It's something that women should also do. But, I mean, my fibroids were not diagnosed. They were small. Now, I missed my annual exam, which was scheduled for probably about a couple months ago, and I've been planning on rescheduling it. But since then, I have discovered a natural health supplement, because I'm big on health supplements and prayer. I want to thank my prayer warriors, those that I pray for, and those who pray for me and pray for my overall life, and also my health situation dealing with the fibroids and the cysts. And because it's good for, and it's good to have a doctor who's prayerful also, because my doctor's is very open-minded, very good at what she does. My OBGYN, Dr. Barbara Davy Sullivan at the Baptist Health Systems at the Baptist Hospital. She's at Madison and in Jackson. And the woman's clinic that I go to, website is www.twc.ms.com. So you visit a website, there's a wealth of information on there about different things just dealing with women's health, period, from infertility, fertility planning, myomectomies, hysterectomies, because I really was in pain when I was first diagnosed. The average woman can endure, because a lot of women have told me, oh, I have fibroids and I have cysts and all that and nothing. But to me, the painful. Painful, painful, painful. Right now, I'm not in pain. I don't want to say knock on wood, because I'm not superstitious, but knock on wood. But some women can deal with them. I mean, I've had friends and neighbors and associates tell me, well, I was pregnant and had fibroids, and I had the cyst, and I'm like, if you need to remove them, doc. So I was going to plan having surgery, some of you probably remember, in the fall, you know. And you all know I'm struggling, too, so that's almost a $5,000 surgery. So then I've also been a holistic person also. You know, I'm deep into prayer and deep in my friends praying, and those that don't know me that believe in praying for me, what it does if you didn't know me online, you know, to pray and come into agreement, because I love praying for you all. And so, you know, miracles have been happening with the healing process and so on. And but, again, within the last month, I was doing some research and I ran across this natural health supplement, because I take natural health supplements anyway. I'm not on prescription medicine, but I was in so much pain during the holiday season. Some of you all probably remembered, and I asked my doctor if she would prescribe some painkillers for me. So I took painkillers until they ran out, like a 30-day supply. That was December, January. So I hadn't had any painkillers since then, and but within the past month, I've been ingesting Fibrovan. Fibrovan is, you can visit their website. Awesome to me. When I ran across this and was reading the testimonials from different women who experienced far worse than what I'm going through, because I have small, but not, well, I think they're shrinking. Small, so I pray that I don't have to have a myomectomy, even though it excited me that if I have to have surgery, I'm going to have this like new technology type of surgery, you know, the robotic surgery, because some people have da Vinci surgeries for different things, heart surgery, or some men have prostate, you know, surgery for prostate cancer with the da Vinci. Da Vinci surgery is not, you know, it's for different things, not just used for hysterectomies and so on, but heart surgery and other types of surgeries. So, you know, it kind of excites me that, oh, I'm going to have this myomectomy, which is not a hysterectomy. The myomectomy is only the removal of the fibroids and the cysts from my ovary. And because, you know, doc says outpatient that I could just leave right after, or can do outpatient overnight and then leave the following morning, because, you know, you get put on anesthesia, right? And so it's just amazing how technology is, because they just make a little small incision, like near your navel, and go on in. It's like a microscopic camera. Visit the Da Vinci Surgery website, and you'll see the info regarding the myomectomies and hysterectomies and other surgeries also. But the technology is awesome. But Fibrovan has been awesome. I mean, and when I started taking it 3 to 4 weeks ago, I immediately felt relief. Some things that I thought was just natural weight gain, because my metabolism used to be high. But fibroids make you, you know, have you kind of swollen. And so I noticed that, you know, my midsection and my stomach and everything is shrinking. So I'm glad that that's happening, because I need to focus on living healthy and looking good also. You know, working on my abs and flattening my stomach and so on. I would not want to me, I was looking 4 months pregnant, but now I might look like I'm 2 months or something like that. So that's good to know that has something to do with the fibroids and not just me not being able to get some pounds off. And so I can really focus on that also, because good health is really, really important. But it just helps with other symptoms that we females experience. So visit the website, because the testimonials, some women who said that they were scheduled to have hysterectomies are other women who were experienced. I cannot say that name. What is it, endotremous or something like that? that. What, you, I know what I'm talking about. I mean, there are women with that ailment and other ailments who say it cured them, and a lot of women able to, you know, have, you know, healthy babies and so on afterwards and whatever. Same with myomectomies. Women went on and, you know, to have healthy babies and to be in good health also. But before the time run out, I want to talk about symptoms of fibroids and also about NUF, National Uterine Fibroids Foundation. If you're a Facebook friend of mine or a MySpace friend, you see sometimes this purple logo with the National Uterine Fibroids Foundation words on there. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And that I thought the day I was diagnosed with it, the day I found out about the National Uterine Fibroids Foundation, NUF. And their website is www.nuff.org, N-U-F-F-O-R-G, National Uterine Fibroids Foundation. The executive director is Carla Dion, and she's on Twitter also. But they have a Facebook page, so like their Facebook page and then also follow Carla Dion. I don't think she tweets often, but we can get her started to tweet more often. And then also I had told you the Women's Clinic website, but the Baptist Hospital website is www.mbhs.org, you know, if you just want to know more about stuff like that. But the National Uterine Fibroids Foundation, NUF, is a not-for-profit public benefit corporation organized to engage in charitable, educational, and scientific activities related to the care and treatment of women who have uterine fibroids or related conditions of the reproductive system. With the assistance of attorneys Michael Bernstein and Emily Campbell from the law firm of Pillsbury Winthrop, LLP, NUF was formally founded in Camarillo, California on March 22, 2000. All contributions for the National Uterine Fibroids Foundation, a tax-exempt organization under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, are deductible for computing income and estate taxes. The way you can contact the National Uterine Fibroids Foundation, like I said, you know, they have a Facebook page, and then also their mailing address is National Uterine Fibroids Foundation, P.O. Box 9688, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80932-0688. You can phone them at 719-633-3454, and 800 number is 1-800-874-7247. You can email them at info@nuff.org. And then also, how can you tell if you have uterine fibroids or ovarian cysts or PCOS, that's polycystic ovary syndrome? Symptoms of fibroids are uterine fibroids are benign growth in the woman's uterus. They often appear during a woman's childbearing years. Even though fibroids are not associated with an increased risk of uterine cancer, sometimes they can be very uncomfortable for a woman. Yes, 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 I can tell you that. Many women are unaware that they have uterine fibroids because they often do not show any symptoms. Sometimes they're simply discovered during a pelvic exam. When uterine fibroids do occur, they commonly include extended periods, more than a week. I hadn't experienced that. Heavy bleeding during menstrual cycles, abdominal pain, frequent urination, the bladder doesn't empty daily, ache in the back, constipation. In the case of fibroids become troublesome, I have 10 seconds. What's up? Much love to everyone. I'm going to continue the show, but I will stop live streaming in about 6 seconds. So if you cannot stick with me, please listen to the show in its entirety at my profile page at blogtalkradio.com. Culture Shock, Inc., that's Entertainment, ENT, hyphen, Beth. So I'm going to continue talking about symptoms of fibroids. In the case of fibroids become troublesome, you should always consult with your doctor. You know, doctors really can help you with rectifying the situation and advising you properly on what to do. Ovarian cyst symptoms. Women have two ovaries, which are located on both sides of the uterus. Size of one ovary is approximately the same as an almond. Women's eggs are produced in the ovaries. The eggs remain in the ovaries until they are ready to be fertilized. During ovulation, one egg is released from either one of the ovaries and it travels into the uterus. During that time, a man's sperm can fertilize the egg. Because ovaries are the main source of female hormones, they also determine a woman's hormonal balance. And that, in one case, is why you know, pay attention to some of the symptoms, because there's an imbalance in your hormones. Listed are here's some of the typical symptoms that cysts on the ovaries can cause for a woman or for, you know, for women. One, irregular menstruation. Two, ab pain and pressure. Ache in the lower back that can radiate to the legs. Pain during intercourse. Thankfully, when my doctor diagnosed me, I was already abstaining from sex. I already was practicing celibacy. So my doctor told me that, and I was like, okay. Because I was wanting to know if, even at my age, if it's a possibility, you know, since my clock was still is still ticking, that I could have a healthy child or whatever. But when I was diagnosed, I was practicing abstaining from sex and celibacy, and I still am, of course, obviously. So just thankfully, you know, this to me, I was like, wow, you know. I don't have a steady right now, Doc, so. But it's just important to take care of yourself. And so it's important to me, if I did have a steady, it's important to involve your significant other in the process. You know, to each his own, but it's important for people to know what's going on. It's important to know what's going on with your significant other and with their health. But four, pain during intercourse. Five, pressure and or pain during a bowel movement. Six, feeling nauseous. Seven, sore breast. Eight, bloated abdomen. See, I definitely understand that. And like I said, since I've been taking Fibrovan, my abdomen has been going down. So I'm glad because, you know, that really is helping me in my resuming. It's just knowing what's going on. Nine, inability to completely empty the bladder. And when a woman has PCOS, which is called polycystic ovary syndrome, the causes, that's when a woman has, her hormones are definitely not balanced. The causes are that causes very unpleasant symptoms and some common but unpleasant symptoms like one, obesity, two, hair loss, three, inability to get pregnant, four, miscarriages, five, irregular menstrual cycles, six, irregular heavy vaginal bleeding, seven, skin problems, acne, eight, excessive hair growth on areas that are not typical for women, like face, chest, back. Nine, oily skin. Ten, mood swings. Now, I was not diagnosed with that, but I know many of my fellow females have been diagnosed with that, so or need to know the symptoms to PCOS. Fibroids in the uterus, cysts on the ovaries, and polycystic ovary syndrome are very common health conditions among women. If you have any of these symptoms that I talked about, I've tweeted, I've posted on my different social networking pages, on Twitter, and other articles and other valuable information. You know, if you feel any of those, you have any of those symptoms, check it, get it checked out, honestly. I mean, I was really devastated and shocked when my doctor told me that, because I thought I had been having, like, issues with my stomach, you know, from stress, in which I feel that maybe my fibroids did, is are a result of stress. We have to be careful with dealing with stressful situations. You know, sometimes we can look like we just have to go lucky, but internally, stress can be just tearing us apart. So I need to schedule a show real soon about stress, how it affects us, not just on the outside, but when it affects us on the within. But that's pretty much just some basic information. But I'm going to schedule another show where we'll talk about that. And when I'm with my switchboard and my studio is functioning 100%, invite some experts and docs, even my own doctor, on the show to talk more about benign uterine fibroids and other female issues, ovarian cysts and just other issues, infertility, and because my doctor is a fertility expert also, so she knows a lot. You know, I know some of you would like to know more about making babies and stuff like that. So she specializes in that. So hopefully she will agree to come on the show. And Friday she was on WLBT. She's often on that show, and other doctors from her, from the Women's Clinic at Baptist and in Madison, are promoting Women Health Day, which will be on September 30th at Highland Village. And I think their contact number is 601-948-6262. I don't have my notes in front of me regarding that, but from my memory, I think that's the accurate number. But before I conclude the show, I have something else to share. Like I shared that quick hands-on stress relief. It's about exercise. Earth's easiest exercise is what? Walking. And this is from Top Health. Again, the same newsletter I have shared other info from with you, Health Promotion Wellness Newsletter. Not a recent copy, but the information is right on point for right now. Walking can add years to your life and life to your years, and it couldn't be easier. You don't need to join a health club, wear special equipment, or go into training to reap the rewards. The conditioner. Walking conditions your heart and lungs and raises your body's ability to use oxygen more efficiently. Fact, in one study, women who walked briskly 3 to 4 miles per hour, at least 3 hours a week, cut their risk of heart attack and stroke by more than half. The protector. Walking helps beat other health problems, too. It reduces your risk of some forms of cancer, osteoporosis. My tongue got tired. It fights the battle of bulge, taking off fat and building muscle. Walking can even help people with diabetes reduce or eliminate their need for medication. The joint saver. Walking can burn about as many calories per mile as jogging does, but it delivers only about a quarter of the jolt, so it's much easier on your joints and muscles. The distressor. Walking's easy on your mind, too, since it lessens stress and lightens depression. Beginning walkers use report that they feel better, sleep better, and that their mental outlook improves. The winner. Best of all, walking has the lowest dropout rate of any form of exercise, so you're more likely to stick with it and get all these benefits and more, like better digestion, improved regularity, and lower blood pressure. There's nothing to it. Just put on a sturdy, comfortable pair of shoes and go for it. Smart moves. Walk to the store for the Sunday paper. Yeah, I power walk often down to my neighborhood store. Park a few blocks from work or get off the bus or train one stop early and walk from there. Use stairs instead of elevators or escalators. On bad weather days, walk in a mall or on a gym treadmill. Oh, man, mall walking clubs and walkers are very popular here, and I'm sure in your areas also. A lot of people just get up early or in the late evening or throughout the day and just, do their walking throughout their favorite mall. And how fast should you go? That's easy. Just use the talk test. Move at a steady clip that makes your heart beat faster and cause you to breathe more deeply, but doesn't leave you too breathless to carry on a conversation. You do yourself a world of good. Sometimes I like to mix up my walking. I need to get more consistent with my planned walking. And three to five times a week is great. And always do your stretches. Even before you walk, stretch some. You know, you can still pull something walking, power walking and so whatever. This is me talking right now. But I thank you all for joining me today. And you all know I'm not going to end the show by talking about the NFL, the Pro NFL Hall of Fame induction ceremony last night. It was awesome, was it not? Congratulations to all of the 2011, the class of 2011 inductees. The speeches were just awesome. Oh, wow. I mean, we're going to talk much more about the, that event and other events. I have my television tuned to the WGC Bridgestone Invitational right now. I think they had just announced the winner, but I was definitely focused on the important issue of small, benign uterine fibroids and ovarian cysts, very important topic. So that's why I just went straight into it, because I know many of you have been waiting to hear and chat about this topic on Thursday. And this is not the, this is just the tip of the iceberg, because this is an important, common female health issue that we should definitely bring awareness to and talk about more than we do, and also discuss the options of curing and dissolving fibroids and so on. I mean, it's really considered a disease. That's what I found out when I first began my research and reading up on enough.org and other groups. This fact that there are meetup groups all across the country regarding fibroids and cysts. But tomorrow's show is going to be about tipping. Are you a bad, good, or great tipper? Tuesday is about how to deal with customer service etiquette, good and bad and in-between etiquette. I mean, there's, you know, how to praise those that are good and how to let it be known how you feel that you might have been mistreated regarding customer service. And also, there's proper etiquette, you know, regarding us. I'll share a few of my own personal experiences. You know, working in sales and then also as a customer, as a consumer, even recent experiences, really. So that'll be Tuesday's show. Wednesday be talking about the end of summer and the beginning of fall. And Thursday's going to be my birthday show. I spotlight others on their birthdays, so why not talk about my birthday on August 11th? Happy birthday to me. And so this is going to be happy birthday to me show. And hopefully I'll be able to receive calls on that day. And then also on Friday, we'll, my goodness, I'm about to forget what Friday show is all about. Sports talk. Going to talk about sports on Friday. I mean, that's the day we're going to talk strictly about sports from beginning to end. And then Saturday, the weekend show. I think Monday's show, a week from tomorrow, would be about love. We haven't talked about love in a minute. And a lot of people relocate for money. But how many of you have or would relocate for love? A lot of people, it's obvious people relocate for money all the time, you know. But how many relocate because of love? Because there's a lot of long-distance relationships out there.